Blog Talk Radio.
you're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Death and Resurrection, The Keys to Power, featuring Brother Paul Metal Star. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And that's Conversations with the Queen, everything spelled correctly, .blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to this show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to like our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right. For all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queensand is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. And that's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com, Q-U-E-E-N-D-O-M, post. All right. Don't forget to check out my new earring line, Angel Wings, from Gemini Creations. They're stylish feather earrings that are infused with angelic spiritual gemstones, so look great while aiding your spirit, all right? So check them out on facebook.com/Gemini Creations, and that is G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E Creations, or you can email me at taequeen, T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N, at hotmail.com. Definitely, definitely get that. Get at them. They're hot and, you know, they're beautiful. All right. So to this month's yoga pose, which is July's yoga pose, is the chair pose. All right. The benefits of the chair pose are it strengthens the supporting muscles of the major joints, such as the shoulders, hips, and knees and ankles, develops core strength, strengthens the quads and glutes, builds heat in the body, and opens the shoulders and chest, improves breathing. So those are key and great things to strengthen. So definitely, definitely, if you're not already into your yoga, get into it this July with our yoga pose, the chair pose. So you can check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I got all the information that you need there to get started with the yoga. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Saeed.
Hey, hey. Yes, I'm here. Peace.
Peace. How are you?
Been a minute.
I know. You've been absent, haven't you?
Man, that's just
gonna
a whole bunch
of
stuff happening.
We're going to have to give you some attention slips. We're just going to have to.
Yeah, it's been a whole bunch of stuff happening. Matter of fact, I'm out in the field right now as we speak.
All right. Well, you know, we're glad to have you back and have you with us. You know, it's not the same without you. So we're definitely glad that you're back with us.
Right.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So let's bring on our guest, Palmetto Star.
Palmetto.
Peace. It's the Underground Ruler Radio, Palmetto Star. What's good,
peace.
Family?
Okay.
Peace.
I'm excited
for this topic, you know, death and resurrection. You know, I definitely have a lot of things to say about it. A lot of people that know my story know exactly what I mean, but I just, you know, really want to talk about, you know, how you can't really appreciate what's at the top unless you get down to the real bottom, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really appreciate you inviting me onto the show and discussing this topic with you guys.
Of course. So, I mean, let's just get right into it. Could you give us a little bit of a bio of who you are, where you come from, a little bit of an introduction? We'll start off with what you do, and, you know, then, you know, you can give us a little bit of background information on yourself.
Well, right now, I'm the host of Two Raw for TV, which...
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm the host of Too Raw for TV, which airs every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV. A lot of people know me from the hip-hop circuit. You know, I used to do a lot of shows and stuff like that. But prior to that, you know, and this goes into the realms of what we're all going to be talking about, you know, I was doing that street thing, and a lot of people know me from that. Unfortunately, you know, I had a lot of things that happened during that time period, which ultimately led to a big-time police chase, which a lot of people know me from on my YouTube, which is youtube.com/HustleVillainT12, where the police just basically made up stuff, and they chased me all around Columbia, and only by divine intervention am I here talking to you guys right now. So, yeah, but basically, like, you know, a lot of people know me from the hip-hop world, and I started getting into the radio thing because I wanted to show a lot of artists that were not getting the exposure that they needed. I felt that I need to make a venue for that, and it sort of evolved into something a lot different. You know, we're all about, it's more than a radio show. It's a movement. So we're all about turning off your TV. We have a thing where you could donate books to high school and school age children. So, you know, it's more than a radio show. It's a movement. You know, we're really trying to just get people to turn off the TV and turn off all of those other things and get into really the knowledge yourself. And I've really evolved myself, and I just want to show people my evolution. And by my evolution, someone could learn from it. You know what I'm saying? I do teach, but, you know, always, you know, it's the job of a teacher to know that they always have more to learn. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm a master of anything, because I always could master something more. I could always master this craft more. I could always know some more things about myself. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from really the hip-hop world, you know what I'm saying, seeing a lot of stuff, and now I'm here miraculously, only by divine intervention, am I here talking to you guys right now. So I appreciate every moment, every second that I'm alive, you know?
All right. That sounds wonderful. And we're just glad that you're here. We are, you know, definitely, definitely blessed to, you know you and, you know, reach out to your radio show and your audience and vice versa. And we're just glad that, you
know,
somebody like you exists out there we can, like, fellowship with, have some, you know, commonalities and really, you know, get some networking together as far as, you know, those of us who are doing positive things, even, you know, even though it might not be on a larger scale with independent media. So, you know, we're definitely, definitely glad to have you and glad that you're here.
No doubt, likewise.
Yes. All right, everybody in the chat and that's listening on the lines, you know how we do it here in Conversations with the Queen. We like to establish our topic a little bit first, and then we will get into opening up the call. And the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And, you know, we will just love to have you on, bring you on, and you can discuss our topic today, which is Death and Resurrection, the Keys to Power, with our brother Palmetto Star. So, Keith. You know, your ears locked, and definitely, definitely, definitely listen in. All right. So, you know, now that we know a little bit more about you, and we know that, you know, your a little bit more about your story, let's discuss the death and resurrection concept itself. Let's a little bit more discuss that, and as far as its mythological importance.
Well, the mythological importance, you see in all the stories, the hero's quest. The hero always has to get to his lowest point, which is for some the point of death, and for others it could be other things. But I think the most common, most classic showing of that is that people most recognize, whether you believe it or not. I know, you know, I'm not saying I don't believe or that, but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how they crucified Jesus, and he got to the lowest point of death, but he resurrected himself and was able to, you know, transcend and be able to be beyond death. And that's the sort of thing that we're talking about, is getting to your lowest point. You know, for some brothers it's jail, for others it's, you know, that street thing. And you know what I'm saying? I know I hit a couple of low points. You know, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I know I hit a lot of low points, you know what I'm saying? Like, during this whole street thing, I've been, you know, got in many, many altercations in which I was stabbed and other things. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just know that, you know, like, you know, you got to reach your lowest point to get to the highest point, to experience the highest point. It's a Gnostic way of thinking. It's a Gnostic form of thought. And, you know, I've seen that in my own life, is that you really have to get to the bottom before you get to the top. And that's what I think this whole thing is about, and make and be able to grab and get that energy, you know, from doing that.
Exactly. All right, and to add on a little bit on what you were building on, the mythological importance, and like you mentioned, the most obvious Christ figure or Christ character that went through the death and resurrection process, Jesus. There are many others, like, you know, in ancient Kemet we had Heru or Horus.
Mm-hmm.
You also have, you know, Buddha. Just like you have all these different Mithra. I believe there's just a whole host of mythological stories, and what they all boil down to ultimately is just like what you said, the hero's quest, the hero's journey, going through the issues and the depths and the murk, and it might not always be represented as death, like we said, in the literal sense, but it is always represented as hardship and, you know, a low point and a low time, and I think we all can relate to that story as we do all go through those points and those times in our own lives. So when we're looking at these mythological representations of that, the way that energy represents itself here in the physical, we can, you know, draw, you know, strength and inspiration from it on a literal level. But I mean, there's also multiple components to that, and, you know, thus we bring it about the biological importance, and, you know, then eventually the metaphysical importance of the death and resurrection concept. So I mean, let's get a little bit more into the biological importance of the death and resurrection concept.
Well, the biological importance is that, you know, that we experience when we're first born, you know, that's, you know, they always say, you know, with death comes life, and that's so very true. You know, you hear these analogies and these sayings all the time when someone dies, you know, an angel is born and things of that nature. And it's so very true. You know, biologically, you know, we had to get rid of the old to get the new. That's the same. It's the same. If you look at as above, so below, and, you know, you have your baby teeth. But, you know, your baby teeth had to go out. They had to get out of your mouth, you know, essentially die, in order for your, you know, your other teeth to come in. And it's the same concept in life. You know, you had to die in a sense to be able to live. Like I tell people, you know, they follow different spiritual paths. I wouldn't follow anybody that hasn't died once. You know what I'm saying? Unless they experience that death through some sort of way, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way really they could really grasp a whole scope of what, you know, the spiritual matter is. You know I had to go through it, and I felt it, like I felt the whole thing of what Tupac was talking about, all eyes on me, because I actually saw during a near-death experience, you know, all sorts of eyes around me. Like, you know, they always, like, all these eyes, and when I came out, when I was able to get back to where I was, I was like, you know what, that's probably what Tupac was talking about, you know what I'm saying, all eyes on me, you know, and you could tell he probably experienced that, you know, everybody knows the story of Tupac, they know he experienced that, but you know what I'm saying, like, so that's basically the biological aspect, is that you do have to go through that, cells had to die to be able to, you know, get growth, you know, you always have to go through death to get to life, it's always how it is.
Exactly. I mean, the most basic application of that type of concept, of the death and resurrection concept, is sleep itself. Like when you every night you go to bed, right, and then you wake up, it's kind of a death to that active state, that conscious state, and you travel deep into the depths of your subconscious mind, and you know you go into the dream world and all these other states, and you can go to actually an altered state of consciousness. So the most common, which is overlooked aspect of that, is sleep in and of itself. You know, that's a biological process that we go through every day, and then people underestimate the power of your dreams. I mean, dream interpretation is a powerful tool that you can use actually to navigate your life and actually your emotional, interpersonal, and spiritual issues that you might be going through. Your dreams will bring that into fruition. I mean, I always catalog my dreams, mention my dreams, or write them down, and then look up the symbolism of them, because it does have that, you know, that significance. Because going into that altered state of consciousness, you're going into, you know, the depths of who you are, going into the essence, going into the darkness, the melanin, the melatonin. And you're going into that aspect of yourself, and then, you know, you're pulling forth, you're bringing out symbols and you know, codes and all these different things. You might come forth when you come back into the consciousness with a different understanding of what you're going through or what you've been through, or maybe even answers as far as what you need to go through and processes that you need to heal yourself. So, you know, sleep, definitely a key point of the biological aspect of death and resurrection. And the only reason I mentioned, you know, this, it might seem trivial or basic, but it's just to understand the connection of how everything is everything, so everybody can get that integral understanding of how this concept applies to them, not only just on the higher spiritual levels, but even on the basic everyday levels. So that's definitely a point that I wanted to hit on. And two, when you were talking about death, and you said you wouldn't trust anybody who hasn't died, you know, there's a lot of different ways to experience death, and it's not always the most literal form. I think we discussed a little bit of this before previously, there's this thing called ego death. And people who are in higher spiritual systems, esoteric spiritual systems, they experiment with sometimes, you know, different substances that can bring them to an altered state of consciousness, that can bring them to a point of experiencing and understanding ego death. And that's done through the DMT molecule and the brain. Yes. So, you know, it's a whole psychological experience and understanding. It definitely alters and shifts the way in which you perceive the physical world. So, you know, when we're talking about that, it's not always just literal. So I just really want to reiterate that point. We have about 37 minutes left on the live stream. I would like to invite anybody and everybody who has a question or a call to call on in about 13 minutes. You can call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881. You can call in and raise your hand by pressing 1 and join in on the conversation. We're definitely going in here live on Death and Resurrection, Keys to Power, featuring Brother Palmetto Star. So back to what we were talking about. Let's get into the metaphysical importance, and this is, I think, is like the icing on the cake that's really going to, you know, pull it all together and, you know, make everything a little bit more one in that aspect.
The metaphysical aspect. The metaphysical aspect is, you know, we all have this potential inside ourselves, inside of our third eye, our pineal gland, and things of that nature. And there's different practices that you could go about using this to utilize that energy and make it practical in your life. You know, I think a way to metaphysically get to that death point is to through meditation. You know what I'm saying? Meditation, mandala meditation, Merkaba meditation, yoga, like you were saying. I think that's definitely a way, you know, to get to that point to where, you know, you see the lowest lows, and then you could experience the higher of the highs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always like during my meditation, I always know that there's a point where I feel like tired, not but it's a fake tired, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a false fatigue, like I, you know, and I know that I hit that point that where that melanin and the pineal gland starts working and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And yeah, and it's when I get to that point, I know that I reached. Not, I wouldn't say I haven't reached the lowest point, but I've experienced that in the sense is that sort of death thing, you know. And being somebody that has actually been through near death experiences more than once, and you know what I'm saying, like, and it's my own fault on a lot of these that you know that those happen. But you know, once and getting into meditation later, I've experienced that it feels the same way. Almost it feels the same way. The temperature changes. I know when I start meditating, when I get to that point, it feels a little bit hotter, for example. It feels hotter and like, you know, things start changing and on the outside world, you know, when you look at it through those eyes and stuff like that. So, you know, like we all have this potential. It's about, you know, how we're going to utilize it, you know, and, you know, what you do in the everyday practice to utilize it. You got to still yourself. You got to be able to still yourself and quiet yourself in order to do this. You know, you know, Western civilization, they keep on telling us and pushing us to just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going. And you do that, you're going to just be lost. You're just going to be, you know, run to nowhere, you know, and you're just going to look around and be like, where am I at, you know? But, you know, we got to still ourselves. We got to take, you know, don't take anything for granted. You know, that's another thing. Don't take anything for granted. Just be able to still yourselves and get that knowledge that you already have, because you already know everything. All the books that you read, all the stars that you see, all the miles that you go, every breath that you breathe, you have felt before. It's all in you. It is all a reflection of you. So in order to utilize that power, is the best way is to still yourselves, you know what I'm saying, through meditation. Other people do it through prayer. Other people do it through yoga, like we were talking about before. But it's all about stilling yourself and getting that knowledge that you already have and being able to utilize that.
Most stuff. Yeah, and what you were talking about a little bit with as far as the heat that you were feeling, that's the Kundalini energy. When you get to that point, that's what's called the Kundalini energy, which is the actual universal energy rising up within yourself. And so the metaphysical importance of the death and resurrection concept is actually played out, which is through the mythological, the symbolism for the metaphysical processes and the biological processes that also follow through in that concept. And what I mean by that is what's going on inside of your body, not just your physical body, but your light body, your spiritual body, at that moment and at that time when you're going through this, is that your Kundalini is actually shooting up within you and activating all of your chakras. And your chakra, and we talked briefly about chakras before on the show, but for those who aren't familiar, they're basically energy centers in your light body. And you have corresponding organ systems and gland systems in your body that correlate to each chakra. And there's a color correlating a note and all that and so forth and so on. So it's pretty much the energy centers within yourself. As you raise your Kundalini energy, you're raising your consciousness and your universal consciousness. So when you start to bring up that Kundalini energy, you are actually activating each center, and each center represents a different state of consciousness within you. So, you know, that's that heat that you're feeling. And the death and resurrection principle actually is based upon the journey that the Kundalini actually takes throughout the light body. And so... You know, it's just like the whole mythological aspect. We could get into and break it down, but actually Brother Alim last week, who was speaking on the science of breath, actually went in and pretty well explained the correlation between the Christ story and breath and actually the universal energy, if you were keen enough to understand how it applies to both. So definitely, if you didn't hear that show, definitely go back in the archives and check it out.
Please check that out.
Soon
that was
on
a good show.
My
that was a good
YouTube
show.
Page. Yeah, it was an awesome show. It was a great show. The Science of Breath. I mean, I could not have asked for a better show, a better speaker, somebody, a brother who is so bright and intelligent and, you know, just really articulate and knows what he's talking about. I mean, Saeed missed out. You missed out, Saeed, but it's cool. It's cool. It's a great show. So definitely go back in the archives and listen on that. We are about to open up the lines to start taking calls. The call number is 917-932-8881. If you have a comment or a question, you can definitely raise your hand by pressing 1 when speaking on the Death and Resurrection concept, Keys to Power, featuring Brother Palmetto Star. We're definitely getting in and going in, you know. With
going in, y'all.
We're going in. All right. Yes, yes. So, like I was speaking about, so pretty much basically, this is what the whole mythological process of the Christ energy is talking about, which is that journey within your spiritual body of the Kundalini energy, that universal energy. So that's the metaphysical importance of the death and resurrection concept. I mean, we're just going to briefly touch on these things. I'm not going to go into too much detail. You can actually speak on this subject for hours and hours. There are volumes of literature, volumes of hours and hours of lectures that actually go in and speak on these types of things. So, if you have more interest, I mean, maybe I'll post some more stuff probably in the group on Conversations with the Queen, or maybe even on the fan page, probably. Maybe even on the YouTube channel. So we'll definitely keep you posted, and, you know, as far as these types of subjects go. But let's move on for the time being and discuss its occurrence in your personal life and its significance to you specifically. So we've talked briefly about your story and all of that, and I think we actually briefly touched upon this, but you can expound a little bit more on how this death and resurrection principle applies to you.
Well, the whole death and resurrection thing, I think and I was blessed enough for people to be able to see my change, as far as me being able, like, my last near-death experience was actually caught on film and put on YouTube by police cameras. But, you know, my last near-death experience, you know, the police trumped up some things, stopped me on the side of the road, said they saw drugs in the car and all this craziness, you know, and then proceeded to follow me because I was like, I wasn't having it. They said they were about to tase me, and I wasn't, like, trying to feel that over nothing. So I left, and we went into this high-speed chase. Now, I spent out. My car spun out on the highway at 120 miles per hour, and it should have hit a median. I defied all physics and everything like that, but it just sort of did like a 3-point turn thing, and it just like parked on the side. My car wasn't harmed in any way. I wasn't harmed in any way, and while my car was spinning out, I actually saw Anubis in the back seat, which, you know, completely changed my perception of what reality really is. Is when I saw that, when I saw Anubis in the back seat, you know, just sitting there, and I got out the car, and you know what I'm saying, I ended up getting arrested that night, but I ended up beating the case, and you know, but at that point I was at death because, you know, it was a miracle of what happened, but I really should be dead because my car spun out at 120 miles per hour and is going right toward the median. You know what I mean? Everybody can see it. You can see it. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go ahead and see it yourself on youtube.com/HustlevilleENT12. But it was at that point where a lot of things changed for me. You know what I'm saying? I was able to embrace more power. I was able to, you know, do a lot of things.
What year was this?
That was in 2008. And shortly after that, you know, I changed locations. I moved out to Atlanta. And I just reflected on that whole incident and things like that, especially when the whole thing was over as far as the court procedures and all that, because I thought I was going to be going to jail for some years. I'm like, man, I'm gone, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be gone. But, you know, like, I wasn't. I was cleared because of all the lies and stuff like that that the police were saying. They didn't even come to the courtroom. You know, that's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. That's how bad they were lying, talking about they saw drugs in the car, talking about they – talking all this, saying all this stuff. You can see it. There's like more than like there's a lot of lies, and we put up all the lies on the video, but yeah, I it was at that point where I was able to sort of utilize that energy. I got into different meditation practices, and you know I was always in the consciousness. At least, you know, I had started getting into consciousness, but I started getting into it more at that point because I realized that my life was now a product of this consciousness that I was developing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just started getting me more into it, you know what I'm saying? Started getting out that the negative behavior that I was involved in,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, different street activities or whatever. And I just started focusing on that. And I think that, you know, I used a lot of that negative energy that I was out using, you know, doing that stuff out on the streets, man. I was able to use that. And now I'm doing everything positive, you know what I'm saying? I'm able to, you know, have a very successful venue for artists to, you know what I'm saying, to talk, and for a lot of people that, you know, don't have a voice, to have a voice. You know, I want to serve as a voice to the voiceless, and that's what I'm doing in a sense. And I don't think I would be able to do the same thing or be on the same mind state if I didn't go through that experience.
Both. All right. Yes, we're definitely still going in, doing a thing. Brother Saeed, do you have any questions or anything to add on to that? I guess
they
just, huh? Yeah.
I'm just listening in, and I'm actually, Brother Palmetto, I didn't know that your life was like that, brother. I didn't know.
It was kind of crazy, man.
It's inspiring to hear that you had those near-death experiences and you're still pushing, you know?
Mm.
And it's extremely exciting that you have an outlet for underground hip hop, so that they can have a voice. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just listening in. Excuse me, I'm out in the field right now. But I'm here.
All right, we're just checking in with you. All right, if you want to check in as well, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Don't be shy. Let your voice be heard. Like the Brother Palmetto posed the question in the chat, have you ever had a near-death experience, or have you ever just come, like, into a situation in your life where it was like a death period where a lot of things began to change and a lot of things in your life that used to be steady or constant might have begun to, you know, dissipate, and you might have come into a new phase of being. So, you know, we're just discussing death and resurrection as a concept, as, you know, as applies to everyday life and not just in, you know, the metaphorical or the mythological or even the metaphysical sense, but as it applies to you. All right? So definitely do call in. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and let your voice be heard. All right. Getting back to it with the brother, Palmetto.
I do have one thing to add, because, you know, you were talking about shamans going through different experiences through ayahuasca, through DMT, through different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to share an experience that I had, you know, being a shaman myself. I consider myself a shaman. You know, I do practice these things, and I actually experienced the whole the whole ayahuasca DMT thing one time, and that actually happened the same day that the big tsunami happened in Japan. So I mean, I don't think it was of any coincidence that whole thing happened. And during that time, you know, when I was at a point where, you know, a lot, because if people don't know about DMT, DMT is the chemical that is released in your body when you do die. There's an influx of DMT that is naturally released in your body, dimethyltryptamine, and you go through these things. It is what gives you that near death experience, you know. But my experience was probably a lot different from what other people seen. I saw a lot of beings that, you know, that you only read about, and you know, in school or things like that. Like, I actually learned was able to go into a place which you can't classify as anywhere else but an underworld. There was a lot of volcanoes, a lot of magma, a lot of stuff like that occurs in the underworld that I was able to see. And this being, this being that had hooves and had horns on its head, what I classify as, you know, Baphomet, like a Baphomet sort of figure, showed me this way to do meditation and manipulate the weather, you know what I'm saying? And I actually have been doing that, and with a very high success rate of, you know, manipulating weather, doing different things as far as tornadoes and things of that nature. And I was actually shown that through a near-death experience that I went through myself, through a shamanistic experience.
An ego death experience.
Yeah, and it was like, and I was able to experience that, and I was and started to get into the magic behind the consciousness, you know, that you start developing with the consciousness is this sort of magic, and I was able to learn these different techniques and stuff like that. And I wouldn't be able to learn those if I didn't go through that, you know what I'm saying? Or being able to get so close to death, you know, there's so much stuff that you can learn by doing that. I'm not saying that, you know, tempt death, go out there and play chicken with the cop car or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do all that stuff.
Definitely.
But
Conversations with the Queen does not endorse any of the yeah.
Don't jump off a building or nothing like
nah.
that, but you know.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But there are a lot of things, a lot of teachings that you can learn from that, and that's one of the things I did learn. And you know, people say I'm crazy, but I saw it just like you see a regular person right now, you know. And you know, I've been able to successfully communicate with outside forces and things like that are not inside of our 3D reality. You know, so that's one of the things that I've encountered and been able to see, and like I could tell the difference, because there's like things that I could predict, things that I could see. Like I'm gonna shout out my group NTR right here, but you know, we've had a lot of as far as like magical sort of experiences and being able to see things. I saw that whole heat wave before it even happened. And what sort of set it up for me was the Heat winning the NBA championship, which I called, and I don't even follow basketball. I didn't even know it was the last game. I just felt like, I didn't even know who it really was. I was like, you know what, the Heat's going to win, and I don't even know why I feel like this, you know. But once the Heat won, you know, that's when you saw like what's happening right now with the heat index going up, and there's all sorts of droughts everywhere and all that stuff. I mean, that happened right after the Heat won. If you look at it on a time frame, you know what I'm saying? Like right after that occurred, and that's something that I was able to sort of feel and experience, and sort of like, you know, I was able to get that, even though I don't follow basketball. I just
intuitively picked it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just intuitively picked it up. Now, I don't know if I would be able to intuitively pick it up if I didn't go through the experiences that I have been through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which actually tap you in and plug you into that realm of yourself and that realm of your being. Yeah, I mean, it's heavy. It's actually really heavy. The ultimate levels that you can get into, going deeper and deeper into yourself, and as you're doing that, it's again, part of you has to die in order for you to go. Well, part of your superficial self has to die, or your ego self has to die in order for you to go deeper and deeper and connect farther and farther into the essence of your actual being as a universal cosmic being. So yeah, that definitely has ties within that. So I just want to let everybody know that some new people. Hi, everybody who's joining in on the live stream, and a hello to everybody who's listening in through the call. I just want to give it out one more time. You can call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. Let us know how, you know, the death and resurrection concept has come through in your life or has played any important parts in your life, or just let us know anything that pertains to the subject. So definitely call in. We call conversations for a reason. We love to talk to you. All right? So definitely do that. How has it changed you as a person going through that experience?
How has it changed me? I mean, I've made a complete 180 from what I used to do. Like, for real, like, I you know, and it wasn't all at once that it happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be, like, really out there, man. Like, a lot of people know me, you know, doing little street things here and there, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, there's a lot of open cases and stuff like that. I don't want to get all into the, you know, specifics of everything I'm doing. But, you know, that sort of mentality, that sort of dead mentality, which I feel that was a near-death experience, too, because that was a sort of dead mentality, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I changed all of that, you know what I'm saying? I started eating healthy. I became a vegetarian, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Started working out and stuff like that. And, I mean, all this happened, I mean, well, that actually happened after a near-death experience I had one time, and where I almost died in the hospital, and, you know what I'm saying, like, really tragic thing that happened where I got an altercation and I had a near-death experience. So, you know what I'm saying, like, that's why that happened. And after I got out of that hospital and stuff like that, that's when I started, you know, when I got started getting better, started lifting weights, started working out, started eating healthy, became a vegetarian. And my eyes opened up a little bit, but you know what I'm saying, it's like I still had, you know, one foot doing some bad things, one foot just, you know, trying to be positive and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm not saying I'm all the way perfect, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm still working on a lot of things, I got a lot of issues, you know what I'm saying? I'm still working on a day-to-day basis.
Y'all do.
Yes, I'm still working on it. I'm not saying I'm perfect at all, but I'm just saying that I had my eyes open from those experiences that were able to change me and a sort of change my core person of who I was, you know what I'm saying? And I had to go to the bottom. I had to go to death, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, experience this in order to get to where I'm at right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going further. My whole thing is to raise the bar. I want to continuously raise the bar on, you know, on providing venues for underground hip hop and for, you know, for provide actually making changes in our community, not, you know, saying not lip service, actual changes in our community. You know what I'm saying? I see it happening. I've experienced, you know, and it's so crazy, you know, I have real gangsters and all that stuff come up to me now and be like, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, this particular episode of Too Raw for TV changed my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting back like, wow, that's real, you know what I'm saying? And people come to me all the time saying that, you know, they follow me on Twitter at, you know, at Palmetto_Star, you know what I'm saying? I'll say something that changed them, and that is what motivates me. Seeing other people change is what motivates me to do what I do and just to keep on going and keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. We only have 10 minutes left in the live stream. So everybody who's listening in on the live stream and would like to continue the conversation, please do call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We're here with Brother Paul Metal Star discussing death and resurrection, the keys to power. So we're definitely, definitely going in on some great information here. So if you want to continue to listen in, definitely do call in again. That call-in number is 917-932-8881. I'm going to take a little bit of a break right now. We're just going to play a little bit of a commercial for Poetic Energy Network Station and for the Spoken Billboard Awards, which will be held September 29th, 2012. I mean, it's gonna be fire. So just listen to the commercial and, you know, get ready. All right, the commercial don't want to play. We have a little bit of technical difficulty.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, all right. And that's the Spoken Word Billboard Awards hosted by Poetic Energy Network Station. Of course, Miss Poetic Energy herself is going to be putting the event on. Great event. Going to be honoring some great spoken word artists. Going to have some notable people actually being there. I don't know if anybody knows them. This is the Coco, who's a comedian. She's going to be hosting, so, you know, you definitely, definitely want to get your tickets. I heard they sell it out fast, so you definitely want to get them. You know, if you do plan on being in that area around that time period, you know, Conversations with the Queen is going to be on that frequency that week. We're going to have Sister Jazzy Sadilk, who is going to be a featured performing artist in the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. She's actually going to be doing an interview live on Conversations with the Queen. That's right. You know we do it. You know how we do it. So she's definitely, definitely going to be joining us. And that's September 24th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tune in for that show. If, you know, spoken word is your thing, poetry is your thing, the arts are your thing, so definitely, definitely do so. All right, we have 7 minutes left on the live stream. Again, I want to let y'all know, y'all can't be calling in after we go off, so if you have any comments or questions, do raise your hand in the live queue if you're already on or calling. The calling number is 917-932-8881. Call it even if you don't have a question, you just want to get on the line so we can finish up and wrap up the show and get into the rest of this lovely, juicy topic, death and resurrection. So, all right, let's continue on this path of, you know, getting into this. We already talked a little bit about how it has affected you, but how has it affected your understanding specifically of life itself?
Life itself? Well, I've really realized that this reality that we see can't be transcended, and everything is mental. You know, that's the old Gnostic way, but I've actually experienced that everything that we experience is mental, and we have so much more than the five senses. You know, I mean, you could see sound. You could hear colors, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that is possible. Like, there is nothing that is not possible that you do. It really anything that you see inside your mind, you could actually manifest into physical reality. It just takes it. You just got to put it upon yourself to do it. So, you know, that's the whole thing that I see, is that you really, that everything is mental. Everything is mental. And, you know, nothing can not be achieved. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a double negative, but
anything is possible. If you can understand it in proper English terms, the language you might speak. There you go.
Well, you know, English is not my first language, but you know.
I'm crazy. Go ahead.
But yeah, that's what I saw. That, and that's what I experienced, is that, you know, everything is mental. We in order to access all possibilities, you have to really know who you are. And you know, it's, you know, I'm saying that, but I'm just repeating what a lot of the old sages said, such as Sun Tzu, such as Lao Tzu. You know, saying if you're in the you know, the Eastern form of thought.
Philosophy.
Stuff. But you know, all and you know, and all the ancient Egyptian pharaohs.
Well,
and
you
all
know,
that,
there's only 4 minutes left on the live stream, so if you want to plug yourself, plug your show, plug everything, now's the time to do it, brother.
All right. Well, Too Raw for TV, man. We're gonna have an unbelievable show this Thursday with controversial author and speaker Marcel. We're talking about the DMT thing.
See, I didn't do that on purpose, y'all. I didn't do it on purpose. See, that's the spirit.
Yeah.
That's the spirit right there.
So we're going to talk about the DMT. We're going to talk about sex magic. We're going to talk about melanin. But, man, we're talking about everything. Nothing is off limits on Too Raw for TV this Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And the call-in number to that is 323-410-0036. So I want everybody to be here. Lola K is going to be co-hosting. Everybody's been loving her. Yes. She's been doing her thing. So it's going to be a great show. It's called The Interview That Doesn't Matter. But it's called that because of his book, and we're going to go into his book, Mark Marcel's book, and talk about different aspects of spirituality and how to utilize that energy, you know, yourself. So we're just gonna do that. And I want everybody to check out the second installment of the Turn Off Your TV mixtape, which is Turn Off Your TV Volume 2. We have a lot of the artists that I play on my show. I've had them on the mixtape. It's really well composed. It's professional. A lot of people are downloading it. A lot of people are listening to it. The first mixtape has over 75,000 listens. And this next mixtape is looking like it's actually on a pace higher than the last mixtape. So, you know, a lot of people are checking it out. I have a lot of guest appearances from different people that you may know, including Mike Stone, who made it to the Vegas round of America's Got Talent.
And we'll be on Conversations with the Queen in September as well, y'all.
Yes, y'all. But he's a very talented brother, and I have him on the mixtape. You can get it for free on MixConnect.com. Just go to MixConnect.com/user/ Too Raw for TV, spelled phonetically and spelled numerically. And you could download that thing. Man, it's hot. I'm not just saying that for me. You ask anybody. Ask anybody out there, man. I do all the mixtapes because it's for the streets, man. It's for the people. So I'm never gonna sell a Turn Off Your TV mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's all for free. You know what I'm saying? I do it just to showcase the talent that I have, because I have extraordinary talented artists that come on the show. And so that's for them, and to showcase them and to put them out there. And you haven't seen the cover. I've got a lot of flack for it. It's really a controversial cover, but you'll see it if you just go to MixConnect.com and just put in there Too Raw for TV, and you'll see it yourself. I mean, but it's an excellent mixtape. Check it out. Download it for free. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Follow the brother on Twitter. Hit him up on Facebook.
you know, yes. Hit the brother up. Definitely, definitely get at him. We just got a minute left, so, you know, we're still going to go in, call in. If you are listening through the live stream, it's going to cut you off. So you better call in right now. The call number is 917-932-8881. 917-932-8881. We're going to finish up this interview, and then, you know, I'm going to let you know a little bit more about what's going to go on with Conversations with the Queens in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, definitely, so tune in next week if you are going to leave us, for Brother Dr. Yuma is going to be speaking on the connection between food and mood. So that's going to be a great show. We've had the brother on before, articulate, wonderful, well-spoken, holistic physician, so definitely do so. All right. We're going into overtime. Just going to finish up this little bit of the rest of the interview that we have left. So, you know, we talked a little bit about this as well, but I just want you to really just drive it home. How has it affected your spiritual understanding? What spiritually, other than, you know, things that you've already discussed, that you can expound more upon on things that you've already discussed, how has it spiritually affected your understanding?
Well, spiritually, I realized a lot of things, you know. A lot of people don't know, but, you know, I actually was at one point trying to be a preacher. You know, I got a scholarship to CIU, which is Columbia International University in South Carolina, and I was on my way to being a preacher. I have a lot of preachers, a lot of people from the church, deacons and all that stuff, and my family. So, you know, I was taking it there, but, you know, this whole experience, the near-death experiences that I had, you know, sort of broadened my horizon, so to speak, about, you know, what spirituality really is and what spirit really is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think you could quantify spirit as far as just, you know, something inside you. I think that I know that everything has a spirit. Everything has this magnetic field around it. Everything has a sort of life to it, and, you know, and once you realize that, you know, you realize that, you know, you could use those lives and use, you know what I'm saying, all that. And also this near-death experience, I'm not scared to die at all, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's taken that out of me, you know, like, you know, but I think I had to get to that point where, you know, I don't fear death to get where I'm going right now, because I think that's the only way that I could really, you know, truly fight for the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did a fast for Trayvon Martin while that whole thing was going down and there wasn't any arrest. I fasted for 35 days doing that, and I had planned, you know, not to eat again. You know what I'm saying? I had planned not to eat again. I mean, I was prepared not to eat again. Let me say that. And you know, I don't think that if I experienced that near death experience, I would have the mental fortitude to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are losing hope in that case. And you know, when you know, there was an arrest made of that case, you know, there was a lot of inspiration that I felt that people got from that, the fast that I was going through, because I was not going to eat until something happened. And a lot of people joined me from across the world, and it inspired me to go further and push the envelope more, because, you know, that's what the people need. They need someone to push the envelope and to tell and to be able to fight back, because, you know, a lot of people they really want to in their hearts of hearts, but they have not experienced those things to enable them to fight back. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, you know, a lot of people want to fight, and they're like scared, they're trapped, and they're this, that. But if you experience these different things, it enables you to do that. I'm not saying that, you know, not everybody is built for this. You know, like we used to say out there on the street, not everybody's built for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta go through these different things to order in order to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad and that, you know, the Creator endowed me with these different opportunities, the negative and the positive, to be able to sort of experience that and be able to fight for the people like I do now, because I'm not gonna fight, you know, I make it kill doing it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not scared of death. Death is only another beginning. I'll accomplish more in death than I do in life. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it.
So how many days did you actually fast?
For the Trayvon Martin thing?
Yeah.
I didn't eat for 35 days.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't eat for 35 days.
How's that? Isn't that, I've heard that that experience is similar to going through or using other types of substances to get into an altered state of consciousness. So, you know, did you experience altered states of consciousness during that fast as well?
Well, you know, I did, and I did experience altered states. I saw different things. And actually, on the 35th day, it was funny because I also realized that food is not what sustains me. That is not what sustains me. You know, in the Bible they say, you know, that to paraphrase what they say, you know, there's more to eating than bread. You know, there's more to eating. I mean, there's more spiritual food than you get from actual substance food. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to draw from an energy that wasn't bonded by physical food. You know what I'm saying? It was a spiritual sort of food that I was getting. I was never hungry those 35 days when I made up my mind to do it. I never was hungry. I didn't get hungry. I didn't experience hunger. And on the 35th day, I actually was doing a meditation, you know, meditating on justice, meditating on those different things, because I did have to meditate I did increase my meditation to enjoy
this. Yeah, you do. When you start
fasting,
you definitely do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did on the 35th day. I did my meditations, and I wore a piece from one of my listeners in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And on that day, there was an earthquake in Indonesia. She wasn't hurt, thank God. But that same day, the accused actually got arrested. You know what I'm saying, for the whole Trayvon Martin thing. So, of course, I don't see – there's no coincidences. You know, there's no such thing as a happenstance. So, for me to go through that meditation and then to experience – to see that there was some sort of first step in justice made, you know, I just felt directly connected to that.
Of course. Hey, so is there any last words or any last things you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Hey, get the mixtape, man. That's my last word, really, is just, you know what I'm saying, like, turn off your TV, man. Turn off your TV volume, too. That thing is killing the streets, you know what I'm saying, like major. So you go ahead and download for free on mixconnect.com, man. And that thing is just really—it's really hot, man. Ask anybody. Don't just ask me. You know, listen for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that you can't buy. It's, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff out there right now, as far as CDs, as far as what you listen to the radio, it's not even nothing can compare to this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm being for real. I'm just not saying it because I composed it, but it's. There's really some phenomenal artists on this mixtape.
And I can attest to that as well, like, very true, like, you know, some great artistry. I was listening in during the listening party, so definitely, definitely very true what you're saying, brother. All right, it was wonderful having you on the show. I was,
no doubt.
You know, honored to have you. Definitely thank you. Don't be a stranger to conversations with the queen. You know, the door's always open. All right, so, you you know, peace, brother. Definitely do check out Two Rafa TV every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, definitely do check the brother out. All right, peace, peace.
Peace.
All right. All right, so I'd like to leave everybody with these last words, that adversity is nature's teacher. Okay, so without the struggles that we go through in our lives, we would not be strong. And these struggles actually induce within us, not only on the physical, psychological levels, but on the spiritual and the metaphysical levels, a transformation that connects us deeper and deeper to the inner strength that lies within what you might call the universal consciousness or universal creator, or whatever the case may be, whatever you call it. It connects us deeper and stronger to that source and to that being. So when we go through these death and resurrection cycles in our lives, it's imperative that we understand the necessity of them to build us to be stronger. And the more that we go through, and it may seem like it gets heavy sometimes. It may seem like we want to give up, but what can you give up? You know, what can you give up on? We just have to keep pressing, becoming stronger and stronger, you know, each day, each moment, each second, each minute. Every time we breathe, every time we exhale, we are becoming stronger beings as we go through these struggles and these trials. And our moments of greatness are not defined by the moments in when we have no pressure put upon us. It's in the moments that we have the pressure and the struggle in which we show our best and our greatest and our highest character. So definitely, those are the last words that I want to leave everybody with. And you have been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton Spurrell. I bid you all good night, and I'm going to take it out with one of my new favorite songs called Seeds by Georgia Muldrow.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlightens the nation. Here's the Queen.